Hello, and welcome to this episode of Say Something Interesting. This is the follow-up podcast from Eastlake Tri-Cities Church. My name is Megan, and with me is our teaching pastor, Brent. Hello, Brent.
It's so good to be back.
Yeah, we had a little, one planned hiatus.
Yep.
And then an unplanned hiatus.
What was our unplanned? You were gone.
I got COVID.
You were COVID. That's right.
Yeah. I was like at the very tail end of still positive.
Yeah.
And being extra careful. But yeah.
That's what you get for like going through the cafeteria and finishing off every kid's drink everywhere. You know what I mean? You really shouldn't do that.
It really, I did. I was like, those dang kids.
How did you feel?
I felt fine, honestly. So yeah. I woke up, so spring, we had a half day on like the 29th or whatever. And then like Saturday was first day of spring break, right?
Right.
I woke up and I felt like I had a sinus infection. And I was like, oh, maybe it's allergies that turned into a sinus infection. But I'm always really careful because my dad is immune compromised. And I knew I was going to be like over there the next couple of days.
Yeah.
And so I took a test. And when I tell, like, have you ever taken the like at-home tests?
Yeah.
They look like a little pregnancy test. And the
when
liquid,
I pee on it, it turns
yellow.
It turns yellow. Yeah. And that's when I know I need to drink more water. Go ahead.
So there's like a T line and then a C line. The C line is the control, and that always should show up. And the T line is, if that shows up, that means you're positive.
Take it easy.
The, that's what it means. The liquid like hit the T line and it was like bright pink.
Oh.
Like so super positive. And I was like, oh man. And yeah, but all I had, so then on Sunday, on Easter Sunday, I had like a low grade fever most of the day and was like really fatigued and, but just like nasal congestion still. And then that was like my worst day. So I just kind of like laid a bunch and then I mostly was just congested, had like a little dry cough, some shortness of breath, some fatigue. But that was it. But then by like Wednesday, I was actually feeling pretty okay.
Yeah.
I mean, still trying to take it easy because like the COVID fatigue's like a real thing. And you do like one thing and you're like, okay, that's it. I'm done for
sure.
The day. But yeah, but I still couldn't go anywhere because I was still like
shedding virus. So you
spent
your whole spring break.
I spent my whole spring break
just
in my
shut
house.
Down.
Yeah.
How was Harry Potter the series?
I did start reading it.
Not shocking. I think we talked about you saying that was going to be your plan regardless of.
Yeah, potentially. I didn't
just kind of
like,
spiked it. So you read it this time.
I always read it.
Oh, okay. I can't remember if you
I'm not a movie watcher of that.
Did you finish it?
No, I just started the first one.
Oh, okay.
I watched a lot of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
A classic. Wow. Okay.
I haven't ever seen like all of it. I've seen like episodes here and there. So I started watching that.
Yep.
Because it's on Netflix. And yeah, I did a lot of, just a lot of that and a lot of TV watching. But yeah, I did some weeding one of the days, which was nice. Like on Saturday, right before going back to school.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my spring break.
How's your seasonal allergies right now? Do you have any of those?
I don't. My seasonal allergies are in the fall, interestingly enough.
This is the worst. Yeah. This is the worst 3-week stretch of my year because I just, this year I opted to like get on top of it and just take a pill before I started feeling it. Uh-huh. And that helped a little bit, but man, I can't take enough of the 24-hour pills. I'm like, oh man, it's awful.
You know,
right
they're
now.
Supposed to last 24 hours.
I know,
right?
I'm pushing like 20 hours and I'm always like, oh, I gotta take one, you know? And I think I've told you I track my sleep.
Oh yeah.
And so it can tell you when you're like coming in and out of phases and also like how much you're snoring and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, hey man, looks like you're snoring a whole lot more. Yeah. And I did not need the app to tell me that because my wife was like, man, alive, we really need to kick these allergies. These are atrocious. And I'm like, my eyes are swollen shut and my mouth is constantly itching. I'm like, yeah, it could be one of these things. Could be all these, see all these white flowers on all of these trees everywhere?
Are the cottonwoods blooming?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Just the other one, like the dogwoods.
Dogwoods are definitely blooming. And you just look on the ground and there's just yellow.
Do you eat local honey?
Yellow pollen everywhere. Is Costco honey local honey?
I don't think so.
Okay, then no.
You got to look at where it comes from. So I know I have friends who live in the Tri-Cities who have horrible allergies.
Yeah.
Well, they're like friends of my parents, but still. Anyway.
Sure.
And like family friends. And they eat locally sourced honey because if you ingest the pollen like through the honey, it actually helps with your seasonal allergies. Mm. So... something
see,
to think about.
My problem with that is the farmer's market's not open until May. So I don't even
Angel
know
Brook Farms
where
does
I
honey.
Would get
at,
local
I bought,
honey.
I bought local honey from Angel Brook Farms.
I got to drive out to the country
No.
to go get this?
I don't know if they have it there all the time, but I was at the Hub doing trivia and
they have
had
an
honey.
Ice cream shop there.
And they have an ice cream truck there and they had honey there.
They have their honey there. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like them. They're nice people.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, that's a potential solution.
Yeah. If my eyes weren't so swollen shut, I can't even drive to the Hub.
It won't help you in this moment. But I mean, as like a long-term preventative thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like,
I need something
you can start
that helps
doing
me in this
that.
Moment. Maybe.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying
allergies
like,
are the thing. Like, when they go away, I always think to myself, that wasn't that bad. And then every year that I have it, I'm like, this is awful, awful. There's got to be something. And yeah,
it's like one
I don't
of
know.
Those. Those things you're like, it's okay. And then when it's happening, you're
and
like,
when
no,
I
it's
lived
not.
In Seattle for the year that we were over at East Lake in Bothell mm-hmm. for a year, that was the worst.
Oh,
that
really?
Was like,
it was way worse over there?
Oh my gosh. It was awful.
Yeah.
Whatever it was
I
over there.
Wonder if you're like allergic to pine trees or something. Have you ever gotten an allergy test?
No.
That would be interesting.
There would be points where I couldn't even look at people in the eye because I'm like, my eyes are so red. I'm making your eyes water and my eyes are watering based on the fact that your eyes are watering. It's really bad. Really bad. It's just not good right now. So apologize. It's how it works. We got to go to Tahoe for our spring break,
oh, yeah.
which is super fun. Little drive down. Got to see our friends in Boise. Stayed with them a night and then drove the rest of the way. Beautiful weather. First 2 days were like fun, lay out by the beach. I mean, it was like 53 degrees, so let's not kid ourselves. But not getting the water. The water was probably... I don't know, a chilly, a balmy 24 degrees.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. And then it actually like snowed while we were there a couple of days. So, but we were just in the cabin hanging out that day and did a bunch of hikes. It was a lot of fun. Drove back, did it all in one shot, 10 and a half hours in the car.
Wow.
And that was exhausting.
Yeah.
So then I spent a couple of days recovering from that. And
how did your kids handle that?
Oh, great. Are you kidding me? They just watched shows and slept. Who knows what they do? It was like a whiteout snowstorm though from Winnemucca all the way to Boise.
Uh-oh.
And 5 hours of just like, you know, tense knuckle,
like,
white
yeah,
knuckle.
Yeah, white knuckle.
Awful.
Oh, that sounds awful.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
That sounds horrible. No wonder you needed to recover.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. But still a fun trip. Had a great time.
Is that going to be like a yearly thing? You've done it now like 4 years in a row.
Well,
or something.
Yes, except next year we are looking at doing some sort of a mission trip with the youth group. And spring break's the week that we want to try and do it. So we might try and shift. We've gone there 4 times now, but it's always been the same week. So maybe we try like a June or July trip instead
And
see what it's like. I know it's a lot busier there. While we were there, this is super fun. We ate downtown in like South Lake Tahoe. We stayed up on the north side of the lake this year, but we went down for dinner one of the nights at one of our fun, it's like this Irish pub that we like to go to. And they have a brand new event center that they just built. And Nate Bergazzi was performing there that night. And we were like, I don't know, 100 yards from him, you know? And I'm like, my buddy Nate's over there just hanging out.
My buddy Nate.
Traffic was crazy.
Oh,
and,
I bet,
you know,
I'm sure it was sold out already.
There were still some tickets available, but that probably secondary market. Somebody bought them and is trying to make money, flipping them.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were original, but
yeah,
it would have been fun. However, it's the same tour that we have already seen in Seattle.
True.
And so, you know, part of it's like, if I hadn't seen them, I probably would have fought for it. But then we also have the kids with us.
I don't know.
We would have figured it out. Kids, have fun. Do whatever you want tonight. Order pizza.
London's 16.
That's
true. She can handle it.
That's true. That's good. Anything else exciting happening in life? Any updates?
No.
Yeah? We had a 101 last night.
That's cool. How did that go?
Fun. It was at our house. Our first one at our house.
At your new house?
At the new house. And we've lived there, I say new, we've lived there for 11
almost
months.
Almost a year, yeah.
And we typically try and do 3 or 4 of these a year. I'm not sure exactly what happened in the fall, why we never got around to it. I know in the summertime, even though we got keys in May, excuse me, we didn't actually move in until July. And then even when you move in, you know that the unpacking, you know, goes on for month or two.
Yep.
So we definitely were not ready by like September, but I thought, you know, sometime in October or November, I don't know what happened, but we didn't do one. So finally got around to doing one. It was great. Fun to catch up with some new families and meet some new people. We had Easter since the last time we talked.
Yes, that's true.
And that was awesome. Yeah. That was the Sunday right before spring break, which is always a tough, tough schedule wise for us. Because
was it packed? I wasn't here cause I had COVID.
Yeah, it was good. It was awesome. I mean, I think that, lower than some years. And I think a lot of that is, I mean, even our friends, you know, spring break gets out on Friday, half day.
Yeah.
And if you're going like, somewhere, if you're going to like Mexico, you're like, peace, I'm out. You know what I mean? So, I think that that happened a little bit too, but it, for those who came and if that was one of you and you're listening, thank you. It was awesome. The food truck outside just was fantastic.
Nice. Was it tacos or something different?
We gave away thousands of dollars in balloon. I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to talk you into what you missed. We did not do that. I'm just kidding. Tacos. Yeah, tacos. Yeah, it was
that's
great.
Cool.
And eggs for the kids and all the things. Yeah, it was great.
All the things.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Yep. Exciting stuff. Anything else happening in life?
No, not really. No.
No. Good.
Just
all right.
Trucking along.
Trucking along. Let's chat about Sunday.
Let's do it.
Okay. We're in a series on hurt. It's been 2 weeks called Getting Beyond Even, a series that says getting even is not good enough because getting even just makes you like that person and you don't like that person. So why in the world would you want to be like that person? And so there's a better way. There's not ignoring them or her or whatever, not obsessing over it. That's kind of the default a little bit. Not being predictable in returning evil for evil. We're pretty beyond, you know, most of us, I think, would consider ourselves good enough to be like, if somebody does good to me, typically I try and do good by them as well. We don't return good with evil, but, you know, evil for evil, that makes sense. That kind of...
That tracks.
That tracks
on
the on how things operate and fully justified in doing so. Nobody would be like, I can't believe you jerk.
Yeah, yep. Nope, no one
he
would
cheated
do that.
On you and you should have blah, 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 you know, whatever.
Yep.
We said, what would it look like to return good for evil? And when they later on, this is just a story that you tell. What kind of a story is it that you want to tell? We looked through a story in the Old Testament, 1 Samuel chapter 25 of David and having an experience with Nabal and his wife Abigail, who eventually becomes David's wife. But that's, were you in second service?
Yeah, I was.
Did you hear the guy like, what?
Yeah, I know. I was like, who is that guy?
I don't know who it was. I couldn't tell in the audience, but there was somebody like, because I said, and then after all this went down, then David was like, hey, yo, you up? You
yeah, wanna? I know.
And he was all, what? Yeah. And I'm like, nah, not that. But he did ask him to be his wife. He's all, for real?
Yeah.
You know? I was like, man, that guy, get that guy a Bible. This is, you're going to like this. I got a couple cool more stories like that. If that's throwing you for a loop, well, hang on.
I did think your, what am I trying to say? The like text you up, like David being like, hey, you up?
Yo, you up?
Yeah. I thought that was really funny.
Yeah. Me too. When I wrote it, I was like, yeah, this is good. I was like, can I say booty call? I can't say booty call
in
church,
that's
right?
That's what I was just trying to decide right now, if I could say booty call.
Yeah, I don't think I can say that on a Sunday, but I think I can say yo, you up, and everybody's like, no, know. We know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Please don't say it, but we know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. But I get, like, that. I love that idea, though, that, like, Nabal is always finding Abigail, because I think that's so true.
Yeah, totally right.
Because when you look at relationships, you're like, why are they, what?
I had the hardest time not mentioning specific, like, or thinking about specific people by name. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, as soon as I say Nabal, he's like, hard. And I want to be like, kind of like, and then I'd be like, no, nope. I can't say that. Like, I can't, because obviously nobody would know. And a lot of times it's from, like, my past. Like, I think of, not people necessarily currently in my life. I have filters enough to be able to be like, I wouldn't ever say that. But like, I've definitely worked for a Nabal before.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Was his wife an Abigail?
I don't know.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I mean, not. I didn't really know the wife.
Oh, okay,
but
okay.
You find the people at the workplace who he kind of listens to. And you're like, hey, man, you got to tell him this is a ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah.
That's we're going to have these policies that are trying to be enacted are like ridiculous and nobody's going to want to work here and everybody hates it already. And then you want to add this to it and you know,
yeah.
So anyways,
I definitely understand that for sure.
Yeah.
But I thought that was funny, like a good analogy. I think that's really relatable. People, like, I could tell everybody in the audience is like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is like, I think thinking about what do you want this story to sound like when you tell it later?
Yeah.
I think that's like a really good lens when you're going through hurtful things. Like, because eventually this is going to be a story I tell.
Yeah.
What do I want my side of that story to be?
Yeah. And oh, that we would listen to the people who speak to our preferred future.
Yeah.
Like when I wrote that, I love that phrase. And I was like, I don't know if this kind of makes sense because it feels like I'm ruminating or whatever. Like it feels like a little bit like, oh, the places you'll go, right?
Yeah,
Dr.
Yeah,
Seuss
yeah.
sort of thing. But that it communicated like a longing, like, oh, I really do genuinely
yes.
hope that I would listen to those,
yeah.
to the Abigails in my life.
That I have, like, one, that I have people in my life who will say, is that really how you want to deal with
yeah,
this?
Yeah, that I've given them permission
yeah.
to do that.
And then two, that I will listen to
that
them.
That I'll actually listen to them,
like,
yeah.
That I won't be like, no, I'm justified, I'm going to do it, right? Yeah. That I will take that moment to pause and stop and say,
yeah.
is that actually how I want to react
yeah.
in this situation? Is that, one, how I want to remember myself in this situation, and two, how I want, like, the people who love me to remember me
yeah.
in this situation.
And I do, the illustration that I had of my wife saying, thank you for being so
yeah.
patient with the kids. Like, that is a legit real one. Like,
yeah.
I'm not making that up.
I know that's a legit. I think that was one I laughed really hard at. Like, there was
one
you did that I laughed
so, true.
So hard
like,
at because I knew how true
like,
it
there's
was.
No question. I'll, like, you know, obviously, for the sake of communication, like, expound on something that's not
yeah.
really real or something like that. You know what I mean?
Or you, like exaggerate.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. Just to, like,
you
prove
use hyperbole
a point.
To prove a point.
I'm a big hyperbole
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, you are.
But my
if
wife.
If you don't know that about Brent, then you haven't spent any
sorry,
time with him.
Sorry, yeah. I hate to break the ice, but that one of thanks for being so patient with
yeah.
the kids is 100% true. 100% true.
And then you're like, gosh, darn.
And that story of Grayson in the doctor's office will forever be etched in my mind because our doctor, he's like Indian and he's the nicest guy ever. And he's got like a face that looks like he's 12 years old. Like, is it Leave It to Beaver? Like the doctor with the, anyways, there's
I have
a,
no idea.
There's an old movie with a doctor.
Doogie Howser?
Yeah, Doogie Howser. That's the
there
one
we
I'm
go.
Thinking of. Like this baby face. You're
yeah.
like, I don't know if you're even old enough. And him just being like, looking at me and trying to be like, no, I'm sure he's probably fine.
Yeah. And
then coming back
to
later and be like, no,
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And me being like, thank you. Thank you so much. How much do I owe you? I feel
so
incredibly justified. This was the best doctor's appointment I have ever been to.
I do feel for Grayson though, because I'm a really loud person, and like I have been shamed for that on occasion. I've recently decided I don't give an F.
He has a very strong voice. And whenever I listen to Smartless,
yeah.
the podcast with Jason Bateman and Will Arnett.
Yeah.
Will Sean
Arnett
Hayes,
has a strong voice.
It's
yeah.
uh-huh. it's exactly that. Will Arnett's voice is distinct. It's strong.
Yeah.
And he does so many voiceovers for all kinds of
yeah.
GMC and everything and Reese's.
Yeah.
You can hear his voice and like half the commercials on TV are, I feel like, Will Arnett's voice
yeah.
doing a voiceover.
You're not wrong, honestly.
And good for him. He's figured
well,
out how to monetize
Grayson
it.
Maybe Grayson will be a voiceover actor or something.
Yeah, maybe. That could be the future. And that would be fantastic.
Or a really great teacher. Did you know that Robert Reed is, name dropping. He's so loud to the point that I thought he was using a mic. Like I walked by his classroom a couple
yeah.
times and I said to his wife, because they go
that's
here.
That's coach voice. He's got coach voice.
I know.
Voice.
Well, I said to her, I was like, does he use a mic or something? She's like, nope. He's just that loud.
But I've talked to Robert. In the lobby every week that he's there. I like Robert. I catch up with Robert.
Yeah.
I can have a conversation with Robert.
That's true. He's not
he
loud
knows how
like one-on-one.
To,
yeah.
You know.
So, but that's what I'm saying, though, because like
need
I'm,
it to be loud.
I'm a really loud human, right? And
I don't
I'm,
think of you as loud,
see, but
Megan.
That's because as you grow,
okay,
right?
You learn
you
to
learn
filter it.
How to modulate it.
Okay.
That's what I wanted.
Would you be willing to meet with Grayson?
No.
And teach him voice modulation?
It's not like a, like, it's not a, like, on the, like, it's a daily thing. It's a thing you just have to do.
There's an SNL sketch on voice modulation. Do you remember that one?
No.
Who is that? I'm trying to think of who it is. It was so funny.
But honestly, having a distinct voice is, like, it's kind of, it's a blessing and a curse. Because I have a pretty distinct voice and a particularly distinct laugh. And, like, it, like, sometimes I really enjoy that. And sometimes I'm like, oh, everyone knows I'm here.
Yeah.
Like, to the, like, I went to, so on Friday, the softball was playing at home, baseball was playing at home, and boys soccer was playing at home.
Oh.
And so you they called
a lot of birds with one stone there
yes,
for you.
Yes. So I went.
Yeah.
And watched all the people.
Yeah. Efficiency.
But I was, like, stopping by baseball and I was talking to another teacher and I started laughing. And one of the other, another teacher who I'm friends with, her husband, we've like gotten to football, like I've sat with them at football games and stuff. And he heard me laugh and I saw him.
You do have a loud laugh.
I do. And it's pretty distinct. Yeah. Like it's not, it's fairly unique. And I saw him like lean and I was like, he just heard me.
Yeah. Yeah. There's Megan.
He was like, ah,
I don't know where she is, but she's around here somewhere.
He's like, he calls me the French teacher because my last name is French. And because it really bothers his wife that he calls me a French teacher when I teach science. So.
Nice.
But yeah, he was like, French teacher. And I was like, hi, Nathan.
I love it. What else about Sunday? Anything else stood out to you that is worth chatting about, talking about?
Oh, I was just, ooh, sorry.
Yeah.
Speaking of being loud.
Let's skip.
I really like the idea of like being unpredictable. So like in that choosing how you respond to things, like,
yeah,
like respond to evil with good, like be that unpredictable
Stop
person.
Stop being predictable. Yeah. Yeah.
Or be predictable in your response to evil with good or something. But like, don't fall into that. Like this is justifiable thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I also have my notes from first. I watched the first week. I wasn't there, but I did
good.
Watch it.
Let's do it.
If you want to go back that far.
Yeah, sure. The first part of the story.
Man, now I'm like, oh, I do think you touched on it like this week, but I felt like in like always when we're talking about hurt stuff and forgiveness, it's really important to remember like it's okay to create boundaries. Like, you don't have to be in relationship with someone who hurt you.
Right, right, right.
Like responding to someone who hurt you in a positive way does not necessarily mean that they are part of your life any longer. Like, it is okay to have boundaries with people who hurt you. But you, like, the forgiveness and the responding with good, like, that's for you.
And responding with forgiveness can be can be unpredictable.
Yeah,
that can
yeah.
be remarkable. You know what I mean? To respond with grace. And not to be like everything's normal. That's not even loving them and allowing them to continue on in their destructive manner. That's not it. But ignoring them and doing that, that's not a good way either. So you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah.
That was like my big thought that I had from week one. And then I also like the question of like who hurt you, because I feel like everyone. Well, you could name like 500 people, not 500, but you could at least name five people.
Do you remember when I mentioned that podcast called Dr. Sheila with
Amy Poehler? Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. It's like the fake psychiatrist, right?
Yeah,
fake
doctor, counselor, question whatever. Mark, Sheila. Because she can't officially go by Dr. Sheila. Oh my gosh, we listened to like three of those episodes on the drive home. And if nothing else, you need to listen to just the intro part of the song, because she's got a little intro song that she sings with
it. Yeah, you've played it for me.
I did. I played it for you. And at the very end, she whispers, it's like, you know, dun, 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 whatever. And then it goes, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And I love it so much.
Do you like whisper that to people all the time now?
So when you just said something about
who hurt you? Yeah.
Yeah, who hurt you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? The podcast is called Say More with Dr. Sheila. And you should stop this podcast. You should go listen to that and then make sure you do come back and finish this one.
But oh my gosh.
So good. So freaking good. Good. All right, let's jump into our something interesting. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
This is where we talk about things that we have come across that are interesting to us. Maybe it's a book we read, a movie we watched, a story we watched, or in my case, because I get to go first, you open, so I go first. An SNL skit that I checked out that I watched today.
Okay.
and thought was absolutely hilarious. And I'm assuming that I have not watched this week's episode. I've not really kept up all that much with SNL this year. However, I did watch the Kristen Wiig episode 2 weeks ago. My wife and I watched that one. It was fantastic. She's awesome. She's one of my favorites.
She's in a Target commercial.
Yeah, they just brought back Target Lady. And this one, Ryan Gosling's in it.
Oh.
But I don't think he's the host.
Okay.
Because he's been making some special appearances ever since he was in the Barbie movie.
Really?
I feel like he's made an SNL appearance like every other week.
I wonder if he's got like a writer who really like is good friends with him.
Maybe, or lives in New York, and so it's easy to just stop in and be a part of it or whatever. But this is a Beavis and Butthead scene. Did you watch Beavis and Butthead?
I don't know that you could say I watched it, but I'm aware and familiar with it.
It was really big when I was prime.
Were you allowed to watch
Beavis
it?
And Butthead? No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
But I did.
Yes. Brienne and I had a conversation about that with like banning music or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, in my years of working with children, what I have found is the more you ban it, that just means the better your kids hide it.
This is all pre-YouTube, and we never owned MTV. So, in my whole life growing up, never owned MTV.
How'd you watch
it? And so, Friends Houses? Yeah. There's a movie that came out, Beavis and Butthead America. and just, like, sketches. I don't know. DVDs, I guess, maybe? I was at that age where you could get your hands on this contraband and just laugh with your buddies and just do the, cornholio. Oh, my gosh. So much stuff. So, in this sketch, I won't explain the whole thing, but Kenan Thompson is doing an interview, and behind the interviewer is Ryan Gosling dressed up as Beavis, has the hair, has like a nose implant on his nose, that has like the crooked nose, and the guy's like, I'm so sorry, there's somebody dressed like Beavis behind you, and he's like looking around like, me? Like, I've never heard that before. He's got like the 90s like hard rock shirt, the hair, and then they're
is
like
the bit that he doesn't think he's dressed like
he
Beavis.
Doesn't think he is, and then they're like, sir, we're gonna have to ask you to move, so he moves, and then goes back to Keenan, he's talking, and then sits down, and it's Butthead. It's one of the other guys, Mikey Day, dressed up as Butthead with the teeth thing, and I freaking lost it. I was laughing by myself in my office. Like, it brought me back to like 10th grade, 9th grade, and just thinking this, they did it. Like, they connected. Yeah. It was a really, really funny sketch.
That's
and
good.
It might not be funny if you're not like 40 like me and grew up with MTV. I'm sure there's a whole generation that they thought that's the stupidest sketch ever.
Yeah.
But not for me.
Yeah.
It was.
That sketch was for all awesome. Like 35 to 45 year old
men. Yes. And if you find yourself in that category, do yourself a favor, go on Twitter, find me at Brent Johnson.
Because you shared it immediately.
I reposted the heck out of that thing. And it's about 3 minutes of your time and is not wasted. You will love it. Maybe. I loved it.
If you loved Beavis and Butthead, then you'll love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Yep. All right.
Mine actually somewhat relates, honestly, for the demographic.
To Beavis
and
Butthead?
No, for the demographic that we're currently talking to.
I was like, what? I haven't talked about Beavis and Butthead in 20 years. And all of a sudden you're like, yeah, I was just thinking about this too.
No.
There's no way.
Mine's from my, like, remember I told you all that I got a, like, science fact of the day tearaway
calendar. Yeah, the tearaway calendar,
So a couple
when she's stuck on an idea, I can always tell because she just comes in with like three or four of these in her purse and she's like, I don't know, one of these, which one do I want to do today?
And I forgot it at school though.
Yeah. But mosquitoes. Did you know that they all have type B blood? That's cool, huh? All right. And be like, where did you get that? From this calendar.
Anyway, I don't remember what year, but there was, or where exactly the research was, and I don't have the paper with me, so I can't say it, but apparently there has been some preliminary research, I think maybe it was at Cambridge University, that if, like for male pattern baldness, if you pluck the hairs in a certain pattern, it will cause regrowth and can like regrow hair that's going through male pattern baldness. But it has to be in like a specific pattern and like timeline. And I was like, wow, that's, I don't know. One, I kind of thought that was funny, honestly. Because I just imagine a bunch of like desperate balding men like plucking their hair to
in
see.
In a pattern.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't say what the pattern was. In a like pattern to try and like encourage regrowth.
That's funny.
But they did get some preliminary results that like it would cause regrowth like to other areas as well. So yeah, like in terms of like not like stop the receding hairline and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So. That is
for more information on that, go to Megan's Twitter handle and you'll see light bright patterns of the pattern in which you should.
Oh my gosh, that would be really funny.
You shine a light on it and be like, those are the general areas you want to pluck, guys. Funny that you pluck to then grow back. Like that feels like you're defeating, self-defeating sort
well,
of.
Well, except for like I mean, you could ask any woman. Plucking does sometimes change like the texture of the hair. So it does like initial plucking does like cause a hair to like grow quicker for a little bit. And then you pluck long enough that you kill the hair. So.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, don't do that, guys.
Well, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. Great. All right, that'll do it for this week's episode. This weekend, we'd love to have you in person at 9:15 or 10:30 or online via our live stream, as always. We will be back soon with you. So thanks for not like unfollowing this podcast amidst our sporadic appearances. I hope that the revelation of it on your live news feed this week was something that brought you joy. Mm-hmm. And we are always excited to be a part of doing this. So thanks for coming in, Megan. Have a good week.
Bye, everyone.